Blackstone Audio presents How to Be a Friend to a Friend Who's Sick by Letty Cotton Pogrebin. This book is read by Pam Ward. To all those who shared their stories and their secrets, and to Dr. Larry Norton. If I can stop one heart from breaking, I shall not live in vain. If I can ease one life the aching, or cool one pain, or help one fainting robin unto his nest again, I shall not live in vain. Emily Dickinson. Preface. Who am I, and why this book? I'm not a doctor, social worker, psychologist, religious leader, or grief counselor. So who am I to write this book? Very simply, I'm someone who had cancer. I'm also a woman with lots of friends, and a writer who became fascinated by the disconnect between how people treat sick people and how sick people wish to be treated. To illuminate this phenomenon, I started with my first-hand experience, buttressed it with some research, and conducted nearly 80 in-depth interviews with other sick people, many of them my fellow patients at the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center. I've distilled everything into a book that I know can make you a better friend to a friend who's sick. Before the movie begins, let's cut to the chase. Here's what you're going to learn in these pages. Empathy translated into action equals kindness. It's a foolproof formula. All you need is the appropriate vehicle for your best impulses and the commitment to stick it out over the long haul. I'm sure you already know how to be friends when it means catching up over lunch, sitting side by side at a ball game, or texting each other about a movie. But when a pal or loved one falters physically or mentally, when they're hobbled or hurting, when your role in the relationship is no longer easy or obvious, when your interests and exchanges are not entirely reciprocal, and your once easy conversation tips jarringly toward matters of crisis and pain, you may have to find new ways of being together. New means for you to be helpful, and new words to keep things real. My sensitivity to these issues was sharply honed when I observed my friends' responses to me after I was diagnosed. But the most valuable lessons in this book came from my fellow patients, who comprised the majority of those I interviewed for this book. Though strangers to one another, we shared a commonality of crisis that inspired mutual revelation. A situational intimacy that somehow entitled me to ask astonishingly personal questions and get remarkably
sample complete. Ready to continue?